broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Yabul, I said.
What do you consider yourself, Ted? Are you...
Yeah.
Are you bi? Are you...
If I only would have just hit the 9 instead of the 7.
It's overwhelming. I'm exhausted. I did this for them.
There is something that I got to tell you now.
This will leave a foul taste in your mouth.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. On this show, truth is our bitch, and we get at it in some pretty funny ways. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. They dare not. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. Good evening, good morning, and welcome to the program. We have coming up tonight, in just a couple of seconds, Bobby Dooley will talk with us about this new book, The Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother. This is a book written by Amy Chua, an author who has who has embraced what she calls the traditional Chinese mother's way of raising children, and it is completely the opposite, really, of what we consider to be healthy in America. You call your kid fatty, you call your kid garbage. You leave them out in 20-degree weather if they don't practice their piano. You don't let them eat if they haven't done their homework. This is in the book, The Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother. What are the odds that an American mother, like Ms. Dooley and others, would embrace this philosophy? Well, we'll find out in just a minute. And then later on in the program, we will talk the Super Bowl, $10 billion the American people will be spending on the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks, and we'll have Charlie LaFountain, who is a blogger for the East Side Observer. He's been on MSNBC and as well as a blog for the Huffington Post. That's coming up next hour. Our number is 877-876-7445. The L.A. Affiliate here, our great L.A. affiliate, is in our affiliate spotlight tonight, KTLK 1150 AM, as well as KFI AM 640 on Saturday nights. And our great affiliate in State College, Pennsylvania, home of Penn State, WBLF 970 AM. www.philhendryshow.com is our website. And right there, right now, you can watch live streaming video of our show. We've got the video cam on, brother. And in, I think, tomorrow or the next day, we will begin receiving some of our equipment as we begin our video transition. You can also listen to hours of archived material there. You get a backstage pass and just go exploring at philhendryshow.com. There's more stuff there than any other radio show has ever offered and I think ever will offer. All right. Author and mother argues that shaming children is superior parenting. It's an act of love to call a child fatty. It's an act of love to call a child garbage. Cruel and abusive or simply tough love? That has been the continuing controversy surrounding author Amy Chua, and I'm very grateful that we're dealing with this tonight with Bobby Dooley. Her husband, Steve Dooley, is also with her, as both members of the parent-teacher organization there at Western Estates. Good evening, Bobby.
Good evening, Phil.
Let me read here to the audience, and much of this you're familiar with. Her self-proclaimed mantra, talking about Amy Chua, laid out in her best-selling book, Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother, includes telling her daughters no play dates, no sleepovers, no school plays, no whining about no school plays. Now, there's a lot more here, Bobby, but tell me what you think.
Well, you know what we think. We have an informal group, Friends of Amy, and we also have another informal group called... Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother, Angels, sort of an auxiliary support group. We're excited, and as friends of Amy, we really, really support what she's doing, and we want to be as much a part of that as we possibly can. The idea came to me, I think, Phil, because there's a lot of women who need help with their parenting.
Were you a... you're the mother of three boys.
Yes.
Well, how did your boys come out?
Well, you know, of course, my sons have turned out wonderfully, but they had a lot of advantages. A lot of it had to do with how I raised them, the attitude of their father. I think that they were, you know, they were lucky. I don't want to claim any great aptitude as a mother, but I think that they were lucky in that they had a couple of parents who were enlightened. We are European ancestry. I breastfed the boys. Just basic things here. So friends of Amy, and this is Amy Chua, we support her. We want other women to support her. We want women to at least read the book. And that's why we've been at our boys' schools, other schools around the country, and getting women to at least take a look at the book.
Why did you and why did other women decide that this idea, and I'm going to read some more, Chinese parents believe that they know what is best for their children and therefore override all of their children's own desires and preferences. Amy Chua even says that calling one's daughter garbage if they get bad grades or fatty if they're fat is a good thing because bad grades are garbage and skinny is superior.
Absolutely.
Do you want to comment on that? Given the fact that children, young girls, suffer from anorexia?
Well, I think that that is going overboard, mentioning anorexia. We know that we want our daughters to look as presentable as they can, just as we want our boys to look as presentable as they can. The fact that we have been arguing against this has allowed the Chinese and others in the Asian Pacific Rim area to raise children that are far more competitive. The Asian children, Phil, are now leading Western children in math and science. There are more of them in the master's programs. And yes, there are more of them that are probably going to be posing as models or as gymnasts or as athletes, while our children are getting bigger and less healthy.
Now, here's a quote here. She says, it's an act of love. Many Chinese secretly believe that they care more about their children and are willing to sacrifice much more for them than Westerners who seem perfectly content to let their children turn out badly. Amy Chua.
It's very radical thinking. And when I read the book, I wanted to make sure that I was able to contact her and tell her that we wanted to associate ourselves with her, and that I was going to get as many of my friends as I could to
associate yourselves in what way?
To get any kind of a support group going for this, because it sounds like it is really going to be the next big thing.
Are you, if I could ask you, Ms. Dooley, your attraction to this philosophy, the Tiger Mother philosophy, is based on what? You feel it's good for the kids? You feel it's the next big thing?
Well, I think it's both. I think it is good for the kids, and it is the next big thing. And I'm the president of our homeowners association, so I have to represent myself and our community the best way I can. This book is a bestseller. The book is radically different. It encourages mothers to keep their daughters as slender as possible. It encourages parents to do things differently. So when we go out and we talk to parents, mostly mothers, and we say, have you read the battle hymn of the Tiger Mother? And they say no, then we will say, we'd like an answer why. And it does put us in conflict with it.
Now, what are you doing?
When we go to the schools, we'll say to people, have you read the battle hymn of the Tiger Mother? If they say no, I will say why. And a lot of times women will say, well, I don't have any time. I'll say, if you say no, we deserve a good answer. Why are you not reading this revolutionary book, Phil? The country needs something, obviously, when it comes to our kids.
So you're stopping women and you're saying, have you read the book?
Yes.
And if they say no, you will demand an answer. Why?
We think the country is in such a bad shape that we have to demand an answer why. Why are you not? Why are you not?
Yeah, I was here the other day. She was insistent on that.
I'm sorry, the other day what?
Well, the other day we had a couple of mothers walk by and I said, excuse me. And they kept walking and I said, excuse me. And then they turned around and I said, I would like an answer.
And you don't find yourself getting, you know, what you're doing is you're telling people how to raise their kids and, you know.
Well, I think we need more of it in this country, Phil. And the book is called Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother. And it tells American parents something that they've needed to hear for a long time. The Chinese are raising their kids better.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. Ms. Chua said to ABC, I didn't expect this level of intensity. The book, of course, it's not a how-to guide. It's really my own journey and transformation. The Wall Street Journal recently wrote on its China real-time report that although Ms. Chua has since pointed out she offers a much more nuanced take on parenting in the book, the debate around expert excerpts continues to rage. From the fierce backlash, Chua has said she received death threats.
Absolutely.
It says here that people are saying terrible things about my kids, wishing bad things on my family. I guess it's just so personal.
Absolutely, Phil. What Amy Chua is doing is she's trying to alert all of us that we've got kids that are overweight. We have children that are not really... if we really had our eyes open, we wouldn't want these kids representing us. I don't really, to be honest with you, I think it's just an exciting thing to be a part of. I don't grasp the whole philosophy 100%. You know.
So much of your attraction to this is just that it is the next big thing.
It is definitely the next big thing.
And we wanted to get on board.
And we wanted to, yes, we wanted to feel that we were on board, that we were out front. I don't want any other American mother saying, oh, I've already read that. I know what that's about. Let me talk about it. I want women coming to me.
And all right, so you feel that you're the one to talk to, other than Ms. Chua herself, about this. So let me ask you a question. When you call a child garbage, when you call a kid fatty, when you sit a kid out in the 20-degree weather or you and say that you got to stay there until you do your piano lessons or you don't get any food tonight, in light of anorexia, in light of the depression the children have suffered and the suicides that have resulted from it, do you think that this is a country, America, whose children can handle that kind of treatment?
I think we have to toughen our kids up. There's no question about it. My boys can handle it. I'm lucky. I've got three tough boys. They were raised by myself and my husband, and I knock wood. We were great parents.
Did you talk to your boys like this?
We didn't have to. We didn't have to. It was different for us, and it's not really fair. Most other kids need this. We did not have to talk to our kids this way. But the American children that are out there right now, I think, and Ms. Chua has convinced myself and my husband, they're in big trouble because they are overweight, they are lazy, many of them are stupid, criminal, drug using. The list goes on and on, Phil, of what's wrong with American children, and it really is what's wrong with the American parent.
877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley about the new book. It's out by Amy Chua called The Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother. This is a woman who talks about her upbringing at the hands of an Asian mother, a Chinese mother. It was tough, tough, tough love, and it was some hard-ass stuff like you're fat, you're not going to get any food, you're not going to go inside where it's warm, you're going to, basically, like you're in some kind of a devil's island or a boot camp, and Ms. Dooley, along with her husband and other mothers, feel that the time is now for American kids to be treated that way, including her confronting mothers at their kids' school and asking, are you going to read the book? When she gets an answer no, she insists on knowing why. 877-876-PHIL. So maybe it's the parents are getting some of this tough stuff as well as the kids. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show, back in a moment with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry.
877-876-7445. On the line with me is Bobby and Steve Dooley. We have Bobby Dooley. We're talking about the book, Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother. This is a book that was written by Amy Chua that advises American kids are being raised soft. American kids are being raised in a manner that just is not going to produce a superior kid, especially now in comparison to the way Asians raise their kids. Ms. Chua said that as a child, she was sat out in the snow when it was 20 degrees. If she didn't play the piano, she was called fat. She was called garbage. One of the more controversial excerpts from the book was when Chua wrote how she rejected a Mother's Day card that Sophia, one of her daughters, had given her when she was a kid. Sophia, who's now 18, defended her mother's reaction in a recent New York Post article, saying, "Let's face it, the card was feeble, and I was busted. If I'd actually tried my best at something, you'd never throw it back in my face." What do you think of that, Bobby?
She did the right thing. That child, it's Mother's Day. You're honoring the woman that brought you into the world. And you give her, in exchange for that, a Mother's Day card that is not, there's no effort put into it. There's no love put into it. There's no nothing really put into it. It's just done because it's expected. And to say to that child, "I don't take this card. I'm not going to have you insult me. I'm your mother." See, they do that in China.
And over in China, Mr. Henry, if you're aware,
No, I'm aware of Confucian philosophy and, you know.
Lao Tzu, Phil, is another Chinese philosopher. We didn't have anything like that in the United States. We don't have philosophers like Confucius, like Lao Tzu. We don't have an ancient philosophy like that that has come up over the centuries. And so what we have are children that will insult their parents by giving a mother a Mother's Day card that is so poorly done. It's an insult to the mother, it really is, and it doesn't bespeak love at all.
All right, question for you here. And our number 877-876-PHIL. We'll get to some phone calls in a minute here, but I want to ask Bobby about the this idea that other children are, in other words, your kids are fine. So you're really talking about other kids here.
Well, but we would anyway, even if my boys were not fine.
All right, and do you feel that you have the right to speak to another person's child?
Amy Chua, with this book, yes, she's given us permission to do that. If you read this book, you realize that you have permission to say to another person's child, and I would never, ever want to speak to someone else's child unless it was absolutely necessary. But we have Kirsten Gildebrand's daughter. We have the Lauren child. There are a number of girls and families in our neighborhood, the Matsons. Their daughters are overweight, and to put it that way is to put it very kindly. I've tried to work with these girls during our fashion shows. Every year, I will point it out to them, but I've been very, you know, I've never had any backup.
Yeah, a lot of times my wife will say that you're fat and I don't even care about it, anything like that.
Well, if your wife, have you been calling these girls fat?
I've been telling the girls, you are obese and you've got to lose the weight. But I never really had the moral authority until Amy's book came out. When I read Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mom, I suddenly had permission to tell, even if it was another girl's, another mother's daughter, you look terrible. You look absolutely horrible in that dress. You've got to do something with your skin. You've got to do something with your skin. I never had the moral permission. And
well, you're saying that this book gives you the moral permission to say that to another girl. Would you want someone else, you know?
Well, Mr. Irving never had the moral permission.
Until Ms. Chua came out with the book, we really never, I couldn't say, but look at Amy Chua's book. Look at what the Chinese do.
All right, I understand. But would you countenance this treatment for your own sons?
It's not going to happen, Phil. I mean, I've talked to you before in your show about these things.
And yeah, I've said that's never going to happen.
It just isn't going to happen.
No, but if your sons in an alternate universe, we could just say, Ms. Dooley, if your boys were bad skin, overweight, lazy, whatever you want to say, would you countenance this treatment for your boys?
I can't answer that question.
Why not?
It's impossible to answer that question because I can't imagine, you know, what that would be like.
What about fathers? Why are you targeting mothers? What about the fathers?
We go after mothers because the fathers have made themselves so irrelevant when it comes to the raising of children. And even my own husband would admit to that, right, Steve?
In not many ways to say we're irrelevant now.
Men have become so irrelevant when it comes to the raising of children because of their own inability to raise children. They've never invested any time in it. Some of these men are, as you know, absolutely incapable. You don't trust your children with your own husband and their father. So you are forced to take over the raising of these kids by yourself. And so the father has become irrelevant. This is why Amy's book is so important, though.
The Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother is the name of this book. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line talking with me about it. 877-876-7445 is the number. 877-876-7445 as we continue talking about how Chinese and Asian parents raise their kids better than Americans raise their kids. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, Charlie the Fountain on the Super Bowl.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother is the name of this book by Amy Chua, a woman who advocates a Chinese mother's solution to substandard performance. It's to excoriate, to punish, and to shame the child. Calling them fat is good. Calling them garbage is good. Saying that they the little Mother's Day card that they made for them was insufficient, that's a good thing. Telling the child they didn't work hard enough on that, it's a good thing. Chua says, I'm sad. In the United States, others that are U.S., let's see, others said that U.S.-born Chua, whose Chinese ethnic parents emigrated from the Philippines, should not be representing Chinese parents. She said that's sad. The last third of this book, it's not Tiger, it's a crying little rabbit.
See, I love that. I think it's poetic.
And with us, by the way, Bobby, you adhere to this, and you have friends of Amy, and you guys have been out talking to parents on schoolyards, and we have a clip of you talking recently on a schoolyard to some parents. Let's play that.
Can I talk to you? Talk to Amy? Excuse me. I want to ask you why you're not reading the book. Why are you not reading the book? Turn around and look at me.
All right,
look at me. Oops, it's that. Why are you not reading the book?
Okay, did you put your hands on that woman?
I grabbed her arm. And I'll tell you why I grabbed her arm. She was walking away and not even looking at me. That's something you don't do with me. I don't think you should do that with anybody, but it's particularly wrong to do with me. When I say excuse me, you turn and at least acknowledge that I exist, that you heard a noise, and it came from a human being, and you're going to look and you're going to acknowledge that that human is there.
So you reached and you grabbed. It sounded to me like you had almost a fight.
No, there was no fight. Believe me, that woman was not going to go there, but I did say to her, I insist on an answer. And
What did she tell you?
She said that she hadn't heard of the book, that she would get it. She apologized.
Well, okay, so she's apologizing to you. That's interesting. 877-876-PHIL. She's apologizing to you for what? For ignoring you?
For ignoring me, yeah.
All right, we're talking here with Bobby Dew. Let's get back to this philosophy that the fathers are irrelevant. I want to talk a little bit more about that. In this book, Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother, you're talking about a mother raising the children, not fathers having anything to do with it. How do the fathers take that?
Well, I don't think fathers would really weigh in with an opinion. I know that my own husband, Steve, has accepted the fact that I gave birth to these boys and that the primary care and raising of them is mine. I know a lot of houses do it differently, but Amy's book has pointed out to me that I've done it right. And I'm, you know, I knock wood that I did it right, and I knock wood that I raised my boys well. I did not have the benefit of this book, so I knock wood that I knew what I was doing, even though I didn't have the book. So I'm in a little bit of a different case. My husband is not going to get involved because he knows that's not how we do it. But we really shouldn't, to any great degree, Phil, trust fathers to be alone with the children, particularly girls. They're not very motivated to be good parents. Men are not necessarily...
Well, what does that mean, particularly with the girls? Are we going to assume that every man is a risk to a child?
No, but we do. I think we don't do our children a service. We're spending enough time calling them garbage and calling them fat and calling them ignorant and stupid. We don't need to have the fumblings of a father, particularly one with a criminal intent.
Tell about the people down the hill.
Well, we do. The Hildebrands who live down the street. It's a father with two daughters. I have been very curious what is the status of that home. So we marched right down there and knocked on the door. One of the daughters answered, and I questioned her for a good 20 minutes.
You know, you're not only are you walking up to people's kids and telling them how to live, you're now going down to a guy's house and you're saying to the guy's daughter, how are you being treated and is everything okay, and so on and so forth. I mean, how do these parents react?
Well, I'm the Homeowners Association president. So there's going to be a much bigger difference in the way people are going to react to me. I don't know how else to say that, but when I see a father living with his two daughters, I got to go down there and I have to, I've got to let them know I live on the street.
Yeah. No, you're not going to do that.
I can't hear what your husband's saying. All right. So, and then finally here, you claim to have responsibility for the kids in the neighborhood. So is that also something that's out of your battle hymn, or is that just your homeowners association? Are other mothers required to have responsibility for the kids in the neighborhood?
Other mothers, I think, when you see a girl whose skin is bad or who is overweight, a girl who is or a boy, they're acting out, they're misbehaving. Yes, then according to Amy, you do have to walk up to that child and tell them to shut up, sit down, take some kind of cleanser to their face, do whatever it takes to drop whatever weight they have, because it's obvious the parent's not doing the job.
And if the parent is there, are you going to do this in front of the parent?
Well, if the parent is there, that's what I say. Have you heard of Amy's book?
Oh, so you do that kind of... So you'll ask them right there if they've heard of the book. Well, I've definitely got to get a copy of this book. It's called The Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother. You're not even the author.
No, I love being able to promote it because we are friends of Amy, and we do feel that she's got a very good book here. And I hope that the people listening will take my advice and as quickly as they possibly can, get their children into some kind of shape and some kind of a level of performance where they don't continue to intrude on my life or the lives of other parents that are doing it right. And I don't just mean the children, obviously. The parents themselves, when they allow these children out into the world to intrude. So it's intrusion by proxy.
And yeah, it's a parent one cousin.
It's an intrusion by proxy.
Intrusion by proxy, meaning the children. All right. Well, Ms. Dooley, the very best of luck to you and your husband. And I can only tell you that if you were to walk up to me and tell me that the kid that, you know, my kid was too fat, too ugly, or whatever.
I would never do that. I would say, have you read Amy Chu?
Yeah, and if you said, have you read Amy Chu, and I kept walking, and you said, excuse me, I would just keep right on walking.
But the distraction from my voice, you'd be hearing. And that would cause you to endanger yourself, either by walking into traffic or eventually by having some kind of a physical malady like a heart attack.
That may be wishful thinking on your part, ma'am, but I would not stop and turn and look. If I've got somewhere to go, I've got somewhere to go.
Well, then...
And if you came up to me and you grabbed my arm, then I guess I would have to turn and say, yes, may I help you?
Yes, and I'd ask you, had you read the book?
No, I have not read the book.
May I recommend that you read the book? Because it's very likely that you have children. That
okay, I can't be bothered. I got to get going.
That's rude.
That's just rude.
Well, it may be rude, but I will tell you that a lot of what's being talked about in this book sounds pretty rude. We're going to move on. We have with us coming up, we have Charlie the Fountain.
All right, is that the end of the interview?
It's the end of the interview, yes. I appreciate you being with us.
Well, I didn't take any phone call.
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
There were no phone calls for you that we wanted to put on the air. There were no phone calls for you that were of any use.
That's never happened to me.
But what about phone calls?
What about the phone calls?
There were no phone calls that we wanted to put on the air with you, so we're going to move on now, if you don't mind, and we're going to have another guest on next hour.
So am I being thrown off?
I'm telling you, thank you very much. World famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877.
I'm making that noise in protest.
Would you please put her on hold?
Great.
877-876-7445, the Phil Henry Show. We're going to be talking next hour. Would you have her not? Would you not do that, please?
I don't want to be thrown off of this program.
Ms. Dooley, all right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the show.
I won't be treated.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil, welcome back here, the world famous Phil Henry Show. We got Charlie the Fountain next hour. Is she still on there?
Yes, she's not going to hang up.
I ain't going to talk to this woman, do you understand? I'm done with her, and I don't want to talk to her anymore. I'm not going to talk to you anymore, ma'am. Do you understand that?
Well.
She dropped the F-bomb?
Yeah.
Get her out of here. Good for you. You got Amy Chua's book.
I told her, ma'am, that you want to talk.
She wants to talk more about that Amy Chua. I mean, nobody's going to, you know, who's going to call her kid a fat slob and have him sit out in the snow other than your mom, Robert?
Well, yeah, my mother was very special.
Right. All right, 877-876-PHIL.
It's not special.
We're joking. Do you understand? Ohio mom is jailed for lying about a kid's school residency. I don't know whether or not this is from Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mom. See, here's how it works. You know that there's certain school districts, and you have to live in a certain area in order to qualify to have your kid be in that school district. Now, here is a woman by the name of Kelly Williams Bowler. She's a single mother. She lived in an Akron public housing project. She was convicted of lying about her residency in order to send her two daughters to a highly ranked school. Her sentence, which inflamed emotions in the community, was 10 days in jail. 4 years ago, Williams Bowler, 40, sent her children, now 12 and 16, to the Copley Fairlawn School District that was outside her Akron district of residence. Her father lives in the Copley Fairlawn District, and she said she lived with him part-time because her home was burglarized and she wanted her children safe. But the district accused the aspiring teacher of lying about her address, falsifying records, and having her father file false court papers to circumvent the rules. The school asked her to repay $30,000 in tuition, saying her daughters were getting a quality education without paying taxes to contribute to the cost. She refused, and she was indicted. A jury convicted her January the 15th of two counts of tampering with records, and she was sentenced 3 days later. Now, she got 10 days in jail. And ordinarily, that's a pretty heavy crime when you're tampering with records. And I understand she was trying to send her kids to a really cool school, you know.
Yeah, but why you put her in jail for that?
I'm not talking about... You guys buy into the headline all the time. You never read the story. You read the headline and you buy into it, don't you?
That lady wanted to put her kid in a good school. You can't say that's bad.
I'm not saying it's bad, but you two idiots, you never want to read the story. You buy into the headline. AOL wants you to believe that the woman was put in jail because she wanted a good education for her kids. That's what you want to believe, isn't it?
That's exactly what happened to her.
No, that is not what happened to her. No, that is not. That's the end result. That is what came of her desire to put her children into a good school. But that's not what she got put in jail for. Now, let me tell you something. I have total sympathy for this woman. She went so far as to falsify court papers. Her father lied. She tampered with records. A lot of stuff that, you know, if the guy, I'm telling you, if it was a white-collar criminal of either race, white or black, some guy that owned a business, you name it. If it had nothing to do with children, if it had nothing to do with school, if it had to do with, say, a car lot, if it had something to do with a, who knows, you know, a real estate, we wouldn't blink, man, when a guy goes inside for 10 days.
No, man, that's wrong. That's just wrong. That lady wanted children. You know, I know about the project. You know I was raised in a project in Atlanta.
I know the projects you were raised in, and I'm sorry about that, okay? Tough. I'm white, you're black. That's the way it goes. No, nope, I'm kidding.
Shut up, man.
You tell me not to be racism.
I'm not racist. He knows I'm kidding. I'm sorry about that, Robert. I'm sorry about your upbringing in that project, but, you know, I'm a white man. You know, shut up. Don't throw crap at me.
You can't talk like that.
Oh, I'm screwing around. Give it a break. Look, I agree with you guys. Let's listen to this lady, because I went through this personally as a homeowner. You're not going to believe this, but I'll tell you. Well, you will believe it after I give you the specifics. Not all that unbelievable, but I sold my house not too long ago. We sold our house, and we sold it to a couple that had been told by the realtor that if they lived at this address, the address that I was selling my home, that their children would be eligible for one of the school districts. Okay? Now, I believe they also got corroboration on this from the school district, and that's where the school district screwed up. Because what happened was, when we went to finalize the sale, the school district came back and said, oh, no, that's... Now, what I was looking at, to be perfectly honest with you, I didn't give a damn where their kids went to school. I could care less.
Yeah, so you're not good about the Tiger Mom?
The what?
You don't believe in Tiger Mom.
I ain't talking about Tiger Mom right now, man. What's that got to do with it?
You don't care about another lady kid.
I don't give a crap. We're not talking Tiger Mom. All I wanted to do was sell a house. Do you understand? I got to get a house sold, man. I got a house. I'm selling a house. And thank God I sold this house in 2006 just before the bottom fell out of the real estate market. Because I'm telling you, Jack, it wasn't an easy thing to do. But we sold it. Now I'm looking at this thing going south because this school district and the realtor both said one thing and then it turns out to be something else. So guess who rode to the rescue?
You?
Me. I got on the horn with the school district and I said, I got to tell you, and I didn't even say lawyer. I didn't say lawyer. I didn't say it. I just said, wow, that's, you know, you did say it. And, you told the realtor, and it is a problem. You know, it is a problem. That's as far as I went.
You said you're going to sue him?
I didn't say I was going to sue anybody. What am I going to do? The parents might have. I don't know. But I just said, wow, we got a problem. Well, thank God, you know, that I think it was like 6 hours later, I got a phone call from the realtor. Everything's cool. And it's all been chilled out, and it turns out that maybe they can make some kind of a... I didn't want to know. All I knew was that the sale of the house went through.
You might have facilitated the crime.
Facilitated a crime?
What's that?
You know.
What are you talking about?
You might have, what's the word? Made a crime.
What crime? All I told them was, you guys said this, and they did say it. And I reminded them what they said. And there wasn't a whole lot of, what do they say, wiggle room? Yeah, I got your wiggle room, all right. Despite Kelly William Bolger's pleas, Judge Patricia Cosgrove sentences the bomb to 10 days in jail. So let's listen to this heartless bitch of a judge. I mean, let's listen to this judge now.
My girls need me. I've never, ever went a day without seeing them off. Never. My oldest daughter is 16. I need to be there for my kids. I need to be a support for them.
I felt that some punishment or deterrent was needed for other individuals who might think to defraud the various school systems.
Well, I can't disagree with the judge as much as I just hate this, but this is a heavy crime. And do you say she's a mother and she was trying to get her kids into a decent school? You know, it stinks, man. It just stinks. Trying to get her kids into get a decent education. I don't, a public education in America We always let the crow about what it used to be. I know it's not that way anymore, but it used to be, well, no matter who you were, no matter what you were, no matter where you were from, no matter how ugly you were, like in Bud's case, you could get a decent education, like not in Bud's case. Williams Bowler sells ABC News. Do you hear what I was talking about you? What are you doing?
Looking to see if the guy can get the right order.
Is that the pizza guy? Did he bring the...
Yeah. Garlic bread? Yeah.
All right. Williams Bowler... Get out of here. She tells ABC News that she only did this to help her kids and it shouldn't be treated. She shouldn't be treated like a murderer. Well, you're not being treated like a murderer. You're only getting 10 days. Murderers get the death penalty.
It's overwhelming. I'm exhausted. I did this for them, so... There it is. When my home got broken into, I felt it was my duty to do something else. This is not a murder trial.
No, it's not. The lady's right. I feel bad for her. The crime's got to be punished.
They didn't have to give her a crime, man. There is a thing called mercy.
But did you hear what the judge said? The judge said she didn't want someone else pulling the same thing, and she was afraid that that might happen. But the reality still exists. These kids... Raised in a project, raised in some tenement. Where's the father? Oh, we don't know where the father is. We talked about a father here. We're talking about the mother, the grandfather. You know, the grandfather could have just let the whole family move in with him, you know?
Yeah, why didn't he do that?
So whoever the grandfather is, he's a real selfish. I'm kidding. I'm sure, Grandpa, you got your reasons. Like, you don't want a couple of screaming brats around. I understand. All right, coming up on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, we've got Charlie the Fountain talking about how much money we're going to spend to watch the Super Bowl. Talk about taxes. Talk about Obama. It's all coming up. World famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-7445. Phil
Hendry.